This is Audible.
Lion L. Johnson, Lord of the First, by David Gaimer. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Imperator Somnium. Lionel Johnson had never seen his father's face. Jagatai Khan would describe it as weather-beaten and unsmiling, the face of one who had ridden under every sun and counted every blade of grass. Russ spoke of eyes that masked great depths of black humour as well as wisdom, whereas Vulcan, if moved by victory's bloody wick to melancholia, would tell of a countenance worn past expression by the cares of the galaxy, tanned and darkened by the hard toil of humanity's forge. Theirs were vague descriptions, never beholden to detail. What colour were his eyes? How tall was he? What mark, if any, did he bear upon his skin? Meetings with the master of mankind were disorienting experiences, subject to the lassitudes of memory, even to beings as mighty as his own sons. The Emperor and the Lion met infrequently, and when the goings of the first expedition and the fourth allowed for a reunion, they spoke but little. They were alike, father and son, more so perhaps than any of the Lion's brothers. For whatever their view or wish on the matter, there was but one amongst them with claim to being his firstborn. What one wished to convey, the other would know, often without the need for words. That which either felt best left unsaid would remain so. The Emperor withheld much. This the Lion knew, though he did not begrudge him his confidences. Equally, he did not begrudge the knowledge that no secret of his was unbeknownst to the Emperor.
"Amon spoke to me of your great victory at Goro, father," said the Lion, eyes hooded, voice neutral.
"It was a victory," said the Emperor. "Greatness, however, is relative. Had you heard it from the Lunar Wolves instead of my custodies, then it would have become greater again."
"Cannot both be true?"
"There have always been those who would champion the merits of perception, instinct, or faith over empirical truth. But facts are immutable, regardless of who or what perceives them. Power will always belong to the one who knows them. To one accustomed to small triumphs, every victory is great. It is in my gift, and in yours to see beyond." The Lion nodded, waiting, but the Emperor said nothing further.
"Where would you have me go next?" said the Lion.
"Where you must." To the Lion, the Emperor appeared as a hooded figure, armoured in emerald plate, inscrutable with gilt and filigree and shrouded in robes of gold, wreathed in obscuring light. Everything his brothers described was a mask. Only the Lion beheld the truth.